Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Avery Hart here, back with another dose of stoic calm to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilient relationships through communication. You know, those connections that weather the storms and come out stronger on the other side. Yeah, those are the gold mines. Ever feel like your relationships are a bit wobbly? Like you're constantly walking on eggshells or avoiding tough conversations because they seem easier to ignore than to face. I get it. Communication can be tough. But trust me, fam, mastering this skill is like leveling up your emotional intelligence game. It's the secret sauce to building those rock-solid bonds that we all crave. So, what are the secrets to communication gold? Here's your cheat sheet. First, active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the message behind them. Think of it like being a detective for emotions. Pay attention to tone, body language, even those tiny silences that speak volumes. You know that feeling when someone is talking and you're already planning your response instead of really absorbing what they're saying? Yeah, avoid that trap. Be present, show genuine interest, and let them know you're truly listening by asking clarifying questions and reflecting back what you hear. Second, speak your truth with kindness. This means being honest and open about your feelings and needs, but always doing it with respect and empathy. Nobody wants to feel attacked or belittled, even when disagreements arise. Aim for I statements instead of accusatory you statements. For example, instead of saying you always make me feel ignored, try I feel a little neglected when I don't hear back from you. See the difference? Third, be willing to compromise. Remember, relationships are a two-way street. Sometimes getting what you want means finding a solution that works for both parties. Think of it like a dance you move together, step by step, finding harmony in the rhythm. Fourth, don't be afraid to apologize. We all mess up sometimes. Owning your mistakes and sincerely apologizing can go a long way in repairing hurt feelings and strengthening trust. Remember, saying sorry doesn't mean you're weak, it means you're human and you care enough to make things right. And finally, practice patience. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. There will be bumps along the road, misunderstandings, and moments of frustration. But remember, true connection is worth the journey. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine two best friends, Sarah and Maria. They've been through thick and thin together, first loves, career changes, even that epic karaoke night disaster. Lately, though, things have been feeling a little strained. Sarah feels like Maria doesn't listen when she talks about her anxieties, while Maria feels overwhelmed by Sarah's constant need for reassurance. They avoid difficult conversations, leaving resentment to fester beneath the surface. Sound familiar? This is where communication comes in. If Sarah and Maria could apply these tips, things would look different. Sarah could practice active listening when Maria shares about her day, asking questions and showing genuine interest. Maria could express her feelings calmly and respectfully, explaining how Sarah's constant worrying makes her feel. They could compromise on a system for checking in with each other that feels supportive without being overwhelming. By prioritizing open and honest communication, Sarah and Maria could navigate their differences, strengthen their bond, and emerge from the challenge even closer than before. Remember, fam, building resilient relationships is a continuous journey, not a destination. Every conversation, every interaction, is an opportunity to learn, grow, and deepen those connections that matter most. So go out there, communicate with intention, and watch your relationships flourish. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic calm in their life. Join the conversation on social media using #stoiccalm. Let's keep this dialogue going. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep connecting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.